Off the Love Train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial or on the internet. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen on the left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. All righty, then. It is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal or friends Sunday. I just pulled out my little astrological planner book because we're having a Mercury in retrograde moment at the time, at the moment. Now, if you don't know about that, the planet Mercury goes through a retrograde cycle. Usually 3-4 times a year, lasts for about 3 weeks at a time. And when Mercury's in retrograde, it messes up the detail with all kinds of stuff. Lots of communication stuff, scheduling issues. You need to definitely write in pencil on your calendar because people forget, things that come up, you have to change, all of that. I'll tell you what, this last week, I had the most classic Mercury in retrograde week I've had in, I don't know, a long time. And I swear, I shuffled appointments every day. And I'd get an appointment scheduled. I'd leave the phone. I'd come back 5 minutes later. Somebody calls, oh, I got to move it again. Or I got to move it again. Or with it, I was juggling appointments like crazy. Well, we're fooling around now because you normally hear the first Sunday of the month on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friend Sunday, we would be talking to Laura or Amanda from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And I heard from Laura just yesterday saying that she'd be talking to me today unless Amanda wasn't available. Well, they haven't called in, and Nathan isn't talking to me. I can see him talking on the phone, so he's trying to track one of them down. But so I thought, well, let's check on Mercury in retrograde schedule, so and see where we are. So this is for 2022. Mercury went into retrograde on January 14th in the morning. And it went direct on February 3rd. So it actually, Mercury's back in alignment right now. But when a powerful retrograde cycle like this has been, it can be several days until it balances. So it's just been 3 days. And now's about the time that it would start to straighten out. Oh, hey. So I think that maybe the universe just got the word that the Mercury in retrograde stuff's supposed to be balancing out right now. And it just did, didn't it, Nathan?
Yeah, we got Amanda Richer is now online from Seattle Dogs Homeless
Program. Wonderful, wonderful. So, all right. So I think we can all say Mercury in retrograde is now moving into balance because yay, we have Amanda. So good morning, Amanda. Welcome back to Animal World. It's been a while since we chatted.
Yes, good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Yeah, it's been a busy start to the year.
Yeah, I'm wondering, we've been doing weather reports on and off today here. Has the sun come out in Seattle yet?
Yes, it has. And it came out early, beautiful wake up, took the dog on a walk, nice one.
Okay, so gosh, it's nice chatting with you because it's been a while since you and I have chatted.
It's been December.
So you and Laura really busy, I would imagine, in the winter months and so forth. I mean, we fortunately, since last month, I mean, at least we didn't have, you know, the horrible drops in temperature and 2 feet of snow and stuff. But
we still
I imagine
had almost 10 people die from hypothermia, though. Like that's
Wow. What did you say? Oh, 10 people? Now, this would be
someone,
10 homeless people around
yeah, somewhere
you?
Near that. Yes.
Holy
somewhere near
moly.
That. It could be like a couple under, but it was an excessive amount of people that shouldn't have died.
My, that's really, really sad. Now, for anybody that doesn't know, why don't you, before we get into more details, tell us what is Seattle Dogs Homeless Program all about?
Well, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program helps keep families together, right? So a lot of times when people are displaced or unhoused, they will have pets with them. And those are family members. They keep them going, they're dependents, it gives them something to concentrate rather on this, you know, on that rather than the severity of the situation they're in, which is life or death. And so what we do is we provide services so that they can keep those animals. One of the great things we do is we hand out food and supplies. And we also take care of emergent pet needs. So if a dog is out there and say there is an emergency, hit by a car, had an accident, we have a vet that we work with, Greenwood, and we take them there and we work with them so that we will pay the bill at a discounted rate, but these animals get care. There is nowhere else that does emergent care, not for homeless animals.
Yeah.
We're thinking about homeless animals right now. So, and it just improves the lives of those that are going through this. And so we want to make sure that those pets are also taken care of and loved and cared about, you know?
I just am so impressed with the work you all do, and especially the backstory and the history. You know, Laura Cook, of course, is the founder of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and I call her the chief cook and bottle washer. You know, and she does everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I just love the story because Laura, you know, and her family were homeless and
yes.
and went through that whole process, but she was able to elevate herself and the family and get out of that world. But she didn't just take her dolls and dishes and go off and have a wonderful life. She decided to pay it backwards and forwards and inside out, upside down, and you know, every way. And she's devoted her life now for helping the homeless dogs and cats and the people that are out there and keeping these people together with their animals, because sometimes it's the only thing that keeps them alive. And
yeah, that's actually how I met her.
Yeah, that's the other really cool part of it is, Manda, you came the same way. You were homeless at one point, right? And Laura helped you.
Yeah, me and my dog, Rowan.
You and your dog, Rowan, that's just amazing. And then you the same way, apparently you are a very elevated soul as well, and you have hung around here to help Laura out, and so now you're a big part of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program too.
Well, an important part of doing this is giving back, right? So when you have an intimate knowledge of what's actually happening and the reality, I think if, you know, at least for myself and Laura, for sure.
Okay, can we time out for a minute, Manda? Because there's something going on behind the scenes here. And so I have to do a little kitchen cleanup here on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Nathan, can you hear me talking to you, Nathan? Are you talking to the gal that's interested in the German Shepherd? All right. She used to call the Academy of Canine Behavior, but I know I don't think Haley will be available today. But if you're talking to her, Nathan, get her name and number. Tell her that you're going to give that to me after the show. I'll call Haley and give it directly to her. So we'll give, because I want our animal world people to have a special direct line to this dog if they think they're the right home. So get the contact information and tell her I'll call Haley after the show and have Haley call her. Okay. Manda, thank you for that little timeout. But just before we talk to you, we featured a very special German Shepherd that's out at the Academy of Canine Behavior that needs a new, a forever home. So that's what we're working on. Anyway, so you helped us facilitate maybe this dog's new forever home, which is very exciting.
That is wonderful. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so back to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. You do so many great things. You distribute food and supplies, you know, like collars and leashes or toys or treats or coats and that kind of stuff. But you also help the human animals out there because, you provide tents and sleeping bags and gloves and coats. I mean, you help everybody, the humans and the animals. And then the really incredible stuff that you know, I hadn't even thought about that till I started talking to, you know, you and Laura about all these things. But what would you do if you're homeless on the street and you have a beloved animal friend that's helped keep you alive? What if you had to go into rehab or, or job training or the hospital or something? Would you leave your animal alone on the street? No, I wouldn't. I'd give up my life to save my animals.
Together.
Seattle Dogs Homeless Program will help with that. They'll arrange for the dog to be boarded while the person goes to the hospital or rehab or job training, whatever it is, so they know their animal is safe and cared for and they can get them back when they complete whatever it is that they're doing. That is just such a wonderful service. And then you mentioned, you know, the veterinary care and emergency things. Well, homeless people don't have money to pay for that kind of stuff. And, you know, the veterinary world's in a world of hurt as it is right now. But you also, with the help of Greenwood Animal Hospital, you do provide veterinary services and emergency work, right?
Yes, we do. And we're part of a larger partnership as well of several different ones. So we make sure that, you know, if it's a situation that, you know, can be handled somewhere else or that, you know, we make sure to keep our network in the loop.
Wonderful.
And so everybody's getting the care that they need.
Yeah, I had an interesting post for current events today. And I actually sent it to Laura, but it was late last night when I got it, sent it to her. So I haven't heard back from her yet. And I was, but it's something similar. And I wondered if you guys knew of these people and what they do, but it's Positive Alliance. Are you familiar with that organization? And they're because they're doing a free pet supply clinic along with the Donny Co. Pet Clinic that does free stuff
Donny
for
Co.
homeless.
Is one of our partners.
Now, that's what I was going to ask. Are you guys connected with these people? Because they're doing a free pet supply clinic on the 26th of February with the Donny Co. Pet Clinic. So you guys all work together then.
Yeah, we're partners. So we each have our part, right? Because none of us can fill the significant need that is out there. There's just an insane amount of need. So it takes many people, right, doing the same thing. And so by these collaborations, we make sure that, you know, we're reaching the entirety of the need that we can. Like we're scaling our impact as much as we can to the need that's out there.
Wonderful.
And so it's
wonderful.
Been really positive. Donny Co., One Health, there's a bunch, Positive Alliance.
A bunch that you all work together. Well, that's great to know. Now, we have to take care of advertisers, so we stay on time here for this last hour. Then when we continue with Manda, we'll find out if you have any special needs and wants for Seattle Dogs today, how we can contribute and help. I'm having trouble with my donations, Manda. So I'm just going to mention this again. Because I've been for a long time. I want to make a regular monthly donation. So I've been trying to set that up, and every month it doesn't go through as a regular monthly donation. So I'm going to try it again after the show today, and hopefully I can get it to work. I don't have any problem. I make a regular monthly donation to Help Animals India, and that seems to work really well. But I've not been successful in setting that up for Seattle Dogs, so I'm still working on that. Anyway, we're going to take care of advertisers. Then we come back. Amanda will tell us all, you know, how to contact Seattle Dogs and what kind of help they need and how to contribute. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead right here at Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll switch gears and address the human animal. And hint, 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 we're going to talk about relaxation coming up in the next half hour. All righty, we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen again. Remember, he and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio next week with me. They practice BEST and Rasmussen Reset stuff and can help you or your animal friends with behavior, emotional, or physical issues. And they'll be doing free remote treatments for humans and animals next week. All you got to do is give us a call. So be sure you're here next week for that. And New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com, great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And, of course, our wonderful Natasha Venter. She's a medium, psychic gal. She is a communicator. She's a personal awareness coach. I'd love to do a private reading for you, and she's really reasonably priced. So Natasha Venter, check her out at angelicclarifications.com or give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty. We are going back to Amanda and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And gosh, Amanda, anything in particular on the want and need list for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program at this point? Amanda?
Need donations. Can you hear me?
Start over because we couldn't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. So we need donations to our vet. There have been a lot of emergencies. There have been a lot of things to take care of, and we need donations to that vet, which is Greenwood Vet.
Okay.
We need...
Yeah, it's Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Greenwood Animal Hospital. Yes.
Okay, that's okay. But the vet stuff is my department, so I know that. So that's Greenwood Animal Hospital. And you can just call them and say, hey, I want to donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. All right. So yes. I have a question for you, Amanda. Like yes. I told you, I'm having problems with my regular monthly donation to Seattle Dogs. And so I'm going to have to set it up again. But I'm wondering, rather than set it up at, you know, a monthly thing, would you prefer that I call Greenwood Animal Hospital and send my donation this month to them?
That would be great.
Okay. All right. Then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, rather than send it to you, tell Laura I'm going to make my donation to Greenwood Animal Hospital and the Seattle Dogs Vet Fund. And then next month, I'll see if I can get the regular monthly set up again. That sounds like a good plan. All right.
Yes,
so
because we need the, you know, donations through, you know, Seattle Dogs Vet Info. You can donate on our website.
It's at seattledogs.info.
Yes.
And dot info.
Right there.
And there's a, you know, the donate link. You can donate there. Then I also think you can go through PayPal, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what's
at Seattle Dogs?
Seattle Dogs dot. Yep. Is it? I can't remember. Is it seattledogs.me/PayPal or is it dot PayPal?
No,
slash...
it's www.paypal.me. /Seattle Dogs.
Okay, so it's www.paypal.me.
Yeah.
Seattle Dogs.
Yes.
Okay. I'll try going through maybe that link instead of going through the website when I set up the monthly, but I'm going to call and make my donation to Greenwood Animal Hospital this month instead.
We always need donations of supplies. So if you have some supplies sitting around or something that is fresh and clean and you think would benefit somebody who is residing outside right now, go ahead and send that in. And you can put that, we take donations at All the Best Pet Supply on Stone, or All the Best,
All the Best Pets, All the Best Pet Supply on Stoneway.
Yes.
In Seattle. You can can drop off donations there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Anything else we need in terms of contact?
Laura needs a truck to be able to take out donations. This is an ongoing request. So
darn it, you know, I was hoping that the Publisher's Clearinghouse truck and balloons would show up at my house this month.
What?
So that I could buy Laura a truck. But you know, if the Divine Mother would just send me a big chunk of money, I would buy Laura a truck or a van.
Yeah.
But universe, you got to send us the money or a wonderful heart out there that's got a used truck or van or pickup with a canopy. Seattle Dogs just really needs a vehicle that can be just used for deliveries and spreading the stuff around the Seattle homeless community. So I hope you will step up and you
and
can always.
I have a personal request.
Yeah, what's that?
So if people could just send messages of love and healing to Laura and let her know that she is appreciated and valued. She has been struggling with some things these last couple months, health-wise. And I just think that if the community could just let her know how much she is appreciated and loved, that would be lovely. And that's not a donation request for Seattle Dogs. I know that's a little personal.
All right. But we can do that because, you know, thought directs energy and prayers are powerful. So Laura's name is Laura Cook. And the first thing, everybody, put Laura Cook on your prayer and healing list. And let's pray for special healing on all levels for her highest good. So we'll send special energy to Laura. And then is there any practical way for people to contact? Can people call her? Or that might be just add to the...
You can reach out on social media, Seattle Dog Pets social media on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter.
Wonderful. Okay, that sounds good.
And we need another request for Seattle Dogs as foster homes. So if you would like to open your home to an animal in need, for example, if their owner has medical treatments that they need to be in hospital for, a new job that they're starting, you know, we need those foster homes, loving and caring families that are willing to love an animal for a little bit until they're to be reunited.
Yeah. So maybe you can't contribute on a regular basis, but maybe you could foster, an animal temporarily in this case. So
there's
anyway,
so many ways to help.
Amanda, thank you so much for all the great work that you do. Please give Laura my love and thank her as well. I will give her special priority on my prayer and healing list. And
you
guys keep up the good work and we'll talk to one of you again the first Sunday of March.
Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful new year.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless. Thank you, Amanda. Bye-bye. All right, you guys, I got to let you know, we got action on our German Shepherd looking for a forever home. Woohoo. If you are one that's interested, you can call the Academy of Canine Behavior, 425-486-9567. Ask to speak with Haley about Ruger, the German Shepherd that needs a home. But if you're calling in the show and you've talked to Nathan today, if you're seriously interested in this dog, I'll give you a backdoor entrance. So you give Nathan your name and phone number, and then I will call Haley after the show and pass it on to her. So there we go. All righty, let's switch gears. It is time to address the human animal. All right, so, you know, Mercury is finally direct. And with everything going on, are you like all stressed out? Well, we got somebody that can fix that. One of my favorite people on the planet, Sita Toko, is here representing the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
All right, I need to relax, Sita.
Well,
that's just crazy. So anyway, how are you? And were you at service this morning?
I was. And when I was walking in, I thought I saw the back of your head and I thought, how is she here? I thought she was doing her radio show, but it wasn't you.
I was going to say, I haven't mastered being two places at once yet. So it wasn't me unless something strange was going on. But someone has a similar back of the head to me.
Yep.
All right. Well, I know. I feel like I see Sita all the time because I do, but it's just on Zoom, mm-hmm. you know, or streaming stuff. And sometimes I look at the back of your head, too, because, you know, when I watch service, you know, from our all perspective, right. And when, you know, you're streaming the service, you see the backs of everybody's head. But anyway, so glad to know I'm live and well and the sun out in Bothell.
It is. Yep.
Wonderful. It's been beautiful and sunny all day here. So Ananda Institute of Living Yoga has the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. That's what we're talking about because, you know, Sunday services and then the yoga hall is right next to the Blue Lotus Temple. And Sita, you wear a number of hats with Ananda because you are a meditation teacher, you're a yoga teacher. I think you're presently teaching with our Dr. Morley, our doctor yogi, teaching isn't the biggest crowd, the Raja training is going on right now. And I think you're teaching that class with Morley, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah. So you are a busy lady.
I love it though.
All right.
That leads, I don't know if that was an on purpose setup into our topic.
Well, not really, but did it lead us into our topic? Okay.
Relaxation.
Yeah. So this is something new that you're doing. And since you're a yoga teacher, since you're a meditation teacher and all of that, I would imagine that you've probably mastered the art of relaxation, haven't you?
I'll just say what I say to everyone, that relaxation, learning to meditate, doing the yoga postures is directional. And so, you know, we're all putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, so it depends on the day and the time. But apparently you've got a class coming up on this subject. Is that true?
That is right. So this Saturday, February 12th, there's a class called The Art of Super Relaxation. And it's from 10:30 in the morning till noon. And you can come in person to the Ananda Blue Lotus Meditation Temple in Bothell, or you can do it on Zoom. And it's open for everyone who needs to relax, who would like to relax. So let's just say it's for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. So this is going to be this coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the art of, did you say super relaxation?
Yeah, it's from a class or a course from the 20s that, I think it's actually 1930, that Yogananda titled The Art of Super Relaxation.
So Paramahansa Yogananda, who the teachings of Ananda are based on, he was actually teaching the art of super relaxation in 1930?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. That's because it's timeless, it's universal.
Too bad we didn't get the message, huh?
We'll have the chance to get the message.
We can get caught up, huh? And I'm amazed because I'm on a number of email lists for Ananda, and I love the daily emails. Mm-hmm. And they always are say what Yogananda was doing, you know, like 100 years ago on that day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because he was sent to America in the early 1900s to share the similarities between Eastern and Western spirituality and religious consistencies and so forth. And I love the old photographs, and I love the stories of when he came to America and all of the places he was invited and all the things that he did. But he, back in the 1920s and 30s, he was really popular. He would get thousands of people would come to different places to hear him speak. And just amazing stories about how popular this yogi from India was in the early last century. Yeah. It's really wonderful to read about and see. But as you say, you know, his teachings are universal and timeless.
That's right.
And of course, the book that he wrote to describe his life, Autobiography of a Yogi, I mean, I think that's like the most read and circulated spiritual religious type book on the planet ever. So his teachings are really incredible. And that's what this class you're going to do, The Art of Super Relaxation, this coming Saturday, that's based on the same thing he taught back in 1930?
It is, because it's not dated. Maybe some of the words are, but and I'm going to tie this to what you just shared about him doing sellout crowds. He was once running toward an auditorium to give a talk, and somebody saw him on the street and said, "Don't be so excited." And he said, very calmly, he looked at the person and said, "I'm not excited. I just don't want to be late." And I think sometimes we confuse busyness, that we can't be busy and relaxed, and that in order to be relaxed, we can't be busy. And, you know, life calls us to be busy. We have active lives, and I don't know that anyone's going to be happier for longer to simply walk away from society and go live on an island somewhere. That might be fun for a little bit, a bit of a relief. But really, what this class shows us is that it's an inside job. And so no matter what's happening outside of us, we have these tools to learn to relax no matter what's happening. If I'm busy, I can be relaxed. If I'm not busy, I can be relaxed. And that's why these teachings are timeless, and that a class that was taught in 1930 is still relevant to today, because truth simply is, you know, and it's timeless. And so we'll just learn some of the techniques he shared that'll help the body to relax, the mind to relax. And just Swami Kriyananda said the whole spiritual path, all our life, can be mastered through deeper and deeper relaxation. So we can be very busy and not go to bed exhausted, because we did it with a sense of relaxation.
Wow, that is amazing. And I over the years that I've gotten involved with Ananda and been doing this sort of thing, I've been amazed at how the principles and doing what I've been taught, what a difference it does make in your life and being able to relax or you say it's an inside job, because the joy is truly within you. There's a part of God in you, and that's the joy that's in there. And you need to learn to open that up and bring it out and fill yourself with the joy that comes from within. And I had no clue. Even after being on a spiritual path for at least a couple of decades or more before I joined, you know, got involved with Ananda, I still didn't really have a clue about that joy from within. Now, for me, I didn't discover that. It was an aha moment, but it wasn't until after I had been through the present class that you and Dr. Morley are teaching, you know, the art and science of Raja Yoga, all of that training, and then the Kriya training and initiation. And once I started doing the Kriya work, it was maybe 6 months after that I had the aha moment, and for the first time was consciously aware of that joy from within. So if I can attain it, anybody can. Okay. But following Yogananda, and what a better teacher. Yogananda, you know, was an avatar, and fully realized God within you know, in his path and progress. But just to kind of let you know, we do have to break and take care of advertisers, but I just wanted to throw this in because the story occurred to me. One of the things that has always amazed me about Yogananda was, you know, he grew up, he was born and grew up in India and educated and all of that. But he only spoke, what, Sanskrit or whatever they spoke back then, whatever language it was. He was never trained in English. He was never taught to speak English. But yet he had this vision that he believed came from God and that he was to go to the United States and spread the word and all of that. And as soon as he got the vision, he was like out of meditation and then on the path to get to the United States, but he didn't speak the language.
He landed on a boat over.
And it just blows me away. This is an Indian, never educated in English, got told he's to go to America and spread the word. He's not a speaker. He's not been trained in English. Gets on a boat. By the time he gets here, the guy's fluent in English and can go out and talk to everybody and gets thousands and thousands of people. If that isn't incredible magnetism, it doesn't tell you how special Yogananda truly is. You will definitely benefit from this class. So it will be this coming Saturday, February 12th. It's the Art of Super Relaxation, 10:30 to noon. You can do it in person at the Blue Lotus Temple, or you can Zoom if you would like to do it from home.
It's affordable. It's $15. So...
excellent. Very affordable. $15 is all it costs. We are going to take care of advertisers, Sita, and then we will come back. We'll give out we'll do the details again about the class just to cover the bases. And then we can chat about anything else coming up. Because there's always something going on at Ananda. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Sita and Ananda straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Nils Rasmussen. Check out his website, healingministryforanimals.com. If you'd like a free phone evaluation, click on contact and fill out the little form. And be here next week because he and Sister Linda in the studio taking your calls and doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And of course, if you need help with your dog friends and want to get problems straightened out quickly, I always do a free no obligation telephone evaluation too. So give me a call. Or tell anybody you know has got problems with their animals, call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. 360-217-7258. All righty, we are in the middle of a conversation with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we've been talking about relaxation and the great class coming up this coming Saturday. Good morning again, Sita.
Hi, Martha.
We have, once again, the art of super relaxation. The same kind of information that Yogananda was teaching in the 1930s. It is timeless. It is important. And it really works. So it will be from 10:30 to noon this coming Saturday, the 12th. And you can join in person at the Blue Lotus Temple, masking required. You can also Zoom in if you are more comfortable doing it from home. Mm-hmm. It's only $15. Mm-hmm. Now, excuse me. I think my allergies are kicking up just looking at the sunshine out there. Anyway, I'm wondering, Sita, what's the best way for people to register for the class? Can they just show up and register? Do you need to do it ahead online? Do you call in? What's the best way to proceed?
It's just wonderful for people to register in any way they can. I hadn't thought about registering on the spot, but sure, if that means you can come to the class, it is helpful to go to the website and register there, and you can also call the temple to register over the phone.
So, and that would be anandawa.org. Mm-hmm. Is the website. So anandawa.org, and I think there's a link for events. Is there one for classes?
Yeah, actually, the easiest thing to do is once you get to the homepage, is scroll all the way to the bottom for upcoming events, and there's a picture. It says the art of super relaxation, and you just click on that. It'll give you details and a way to register.
Great. So that sounds really easy. Just go to anandawa.org and then just scroll down to upcoming events at the bottom, and it'll be there. Can't miss it. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't do online or are uncomfortable registering online, you can call. The phone number to call.
425.
Do you know that? It's 425-806-3700. Yeah, 425-806-3700.
Yeah, and if you call now, if someone wants to call now, somebody is here tomorrow, and I'm here too if they have questions about the class.
All right, so Sita is at the Blue Lotus Temple now. There is someone there on the phones because it's Sunday and there was service today. So you could call right now if you want to get involved. But tomorrow, closed on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so you could call again on Tuesday if you need to, 425-806-3700 to sign up. All righty, then we still have, a couple minutes or so to, any other events or classes or things coming up, Sita, that we should talk about?
Yeah, always. You know, I should share this. I know a couple of the people who are signed up for the class next Saturday who are going to do Morley's yoga class first from 9
to
10:15. Then they're going to do the artist super relaxation, and then they're going to have lunch together. So they're kind of making a morning of it. And it's the Saturday before Valentine's Day, and I've heard a couple of ladies who are calling it their Galentine's Day celebration. I didn't know that.
Galentine's Day. That's a good one. All right.
And treat a friend to, I've heard it, Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day, and pal, bring your pal.
Valentine's Day. All right. Oh, that sounds great. I'd have to do a dog and cat tines day because those are my pals. And yeah. Anyway, so that sounds great. Go do yoga with Morley until 10:15, and then do the super relaxation class from 10:30 to noon. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
So anything else?
Oh, we have 13 drop-in yoga classes a week. Most of them are only online. A couple are hybrid. And just so everyone's aware, all of the Ananda yoga classes are suitable for everybody, even if you've never done yoga before. And it is working with the body. It is about what the body's doing, but it's really how it transforms the mind. And so everybody can do yoga. If you have a body, you have a yoga body. So it's open for everyone.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you can't get out of your chair. They have adjustments, and there are ways, you know, that anyone at any abilities can do this. And all of the classes and the events these days are, well, a lot of them are hybrid, which means you can come in person or Zoom or stream, depending on the class or the event. And some of them are online only still.
Right.
Sounds like. Okay.
And of course, mask person. You know, I was not looking forward to teaching yoga with a mask on, but I did it. It was like not a problem. I really thought I was going to hate it, but I barely noticed it. So that was because we do have to do that right now.
I've had to, because the way I work is one of the only things that I do these days, because I do have to support myself. But I work, you know, with private people in their homes. But I only work with vaccinated people and that are following wise protocols out in public. And we mask during our sessions. But initially, I found it really difficult to breathe and talk at the same time. And then I started wearing surgical masks, and that was easier. But then those aren't as effective as the 95 masks. So now that's what I'm wearing. I've actually now conditioned myself that I can do a full session for 5 hours plus and keep my mask on. So I've mastered that. So you can learn it, and you know, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. So Sita, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us. Everybody, you want to go to the Ananda website, anandawa.org, scroll down to upcoming events if you're interested in the art of super relaxation next Saturday. And you can also check out all the yoga classes and everything during the week. So Sita, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And we'll talk to you or someone else from Ananda the first Sunday of March.
Thank you so much, Martha.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, we've got some action. Nathan, I think we've got somebody that's real interested in Ruger, our German Shepherd, right?
That sounds like it. Just sent you over that contact information, so we'll get them in touch with Haley.
Super, super. That's great. And next week, you know, it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday. Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen in the studio. They will be doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Linda works mostly on humans, and Nils works mostly on animals, and together they make a great team. And it's all free. All you got to do is call in. Be here next week. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I will talk to you again next week.